For the Drug Truth Network, it's 420 Drug War News.
And now for another black perspective on the drug war. By now, you should be well aware that reefer madness is just a drug war fantasy. Marijuana does not cause insanity. But there are drugs out there on the street that do. And I'd like to warn you about one of them right now. This highly addictive, psychoactive drug can cause poisoning of the prefrontal cortex of the brain, just above the eye sockets, which generates toxic dementia. Deteriorating intellect is the first stage of this drug-induced allergic toxicity. Symptoms range from minimal reactions to severe psychotic states, which may include irrational behavior, disruptions in attention, lack of focus and comprehension, mood changes, lack of organizational skills, abrupt shifting of activities, delusions, hallucinations, and paranoia. It's often mistaken for hyperactivity, ADD, anxiety, or panic disorder. Brought into this country by the ton from places like Colombia, where it is grown, this drug is peddled on practically every street corner in America, and the police are powerless to stop it. Some cops have even been found using it while on duty. Now, you would probably be pretty upset to discover that your babysitter was an addict, or that your surgeon was operating under the influence, or that someone in your child's school was selling it to young students. But it's probably true, because the drug I'm talking about is caffeine. Yes, shipped by the ton by men like the affable avuncular Juan Valdez, sold at every street corner Starbucks. Even the most tight-fisted employer is happy to provide it free of charge and allow you time away from your desk to get your fix of caffeine. Does your child really have ADD? Or is she suffering from a drug-induced allergic toxicity caused by her six-pack-a-day cola habit? Maybe it's time to stop telling fairy tales about the marijuana boogeyman and start getting real about the dangerous drugs we are exposed to every single day. For the Drug Truth Network, this is Phil Jackson.
Next from the Los Angeles Times. Last week in San Francisco, a gathering was held at the Gay Community Center to celebrate 10 years since the passage of the Prop 215 measure in California. The last decade has seen dozens of medical marijuana dispensaries raided by federal drug agents and scores of patients arrested. Several disputes over the California law landed on the U.S. Supreme Court's doorstep, most recently with a decision last year upholding prosecutions of patients in federal courts. Despite unwavering federal resistance, 10 other states followed California in approving medical marijuana measures. Government fears of rising recreational use among teenagers were unfounded, with rates declining over the decade. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.